Wisconsin's tribes employ about 30,000 people, according to Mark Murata. He's secretary of the Department of Administration. Murata says the state's tribes are important to the economy, thanks in part to open-ended gaming compacts negotiated by Governor Jim Doyle.
The governor entered into some outstanding compacts. You know, the Potawatomi tribe paid more than any other entity, Harley-Davidson, Miller Brewing Company, Johns Controls, more than any other entity to this state in payments. They paid more than twice the corporate tax rate. And people really need to understand the tremendous contribution that the tribes are making.
And though gaming is the most visible way tribes generate income, some are looking for ways to capitalize on things like tourism. The Sacagan Chippewa and Forest County Potawatomi recently bought a proposed mine site near Crandon. Tina Van Zyl is vice chair of the Sacagan Chippewa and chair of the Wolf River Protection Fund. Her tribe needs to raise $8 million by next April to pay off its portion of the purchase price. She says the mine near the Wolf River would have wrecked the watershed and destroyed wild rice beds. Once the debt is paid, Van Zyl says the tribes want to promote tourism and cultural history.
There's cross-country skiing, there's ATV trails, there's walking trails, there's fishing. Fishing's probably one of the biggest things in our area. And then, you know, there's hunting season, there's swimming.
The NCAI convention runs through Wednesday. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.